Top story this hour, Thailand's constitutional court suspending Prime Minister Pettongtan Sinawat from duty. This as they accept a petition seeking to remove her from office. Ms. Pettongtan will be suspended for the duration of the case. Now, that is until there is a verdict. The petition was filed by 36 senators, and it accuses Ms. Pettongtan of dishonesty and breaching ethical standards over a leaked phone call with Cambodian leader Hun Sen amid a border row. And for the latest, we are joined by Success Sayasambat live in Bangkok. Success, this is breaking news. What does this court decision, though, mean for Ms. Pettongtan's political future?
Things are going from bad to worse for Thai Prime Minister Pettongtan Sinawat. And when the Constitutional Court dropped the hammer, deciding unanimously to accept the case, but also deciding 7-2 judges to suspend her from duty. So what does that mean? She is not prime minister for the time being, as long as this case is still active, until there's a verdict, until the judges are deciding whether or not she has violated Section 160 of the Thai Constitution, which the petitioners, the 36 senators, are basically accusing her of lacking integrity and ethical misconduct in her phone call with Cambodia's ex-prime minister Hun Sen that has been leaked, where she was throwing a Thai army commander under the bus and appeared to be kowtowing to the former Cambodian leader in the middle of a territorial dispute a month ago. So this is what we are dealing with right now. And we are seeing pictures from Government House. Actually, the Thai Prime Minister is speaking to the press as we speak. We will get more lines on that later. But what does it mean for her future? Well, as we mentioned, she's not Prime Minister anymore. There will be a caretaker Prime Minister. We don't know yet who it could be. News lines indicate that it could be Deputy Prime Minister and Transport Minister Suria Chungrung Rongkit, that he will take matters in his as Prime Minister for the time being, until Prime Minister Pettongtan either comes back into office or is being disqualified. So this is what we are dealing with right now. And of course, in the grand scheme of things, this is not good news, because she's been embattled for quite a few weeks ever since this territorial dispute with Cambodia, ever this phone leak that has sparked calls for her to resign, to dissolve parliament, to call in for snap elections. On top of that, we have large anti-government protests on Saturday that could see a continuation of that, depending whether or not she stays on a prime minister or not. So all in all, not a very good day for the prime minister. That has gone worse now.
Mm-hmm. And the story is quickly developing, because the court's decision came in just hours after Ms. Pettongtan announced her new cabinet list. What's going to happen now?
So there has been some speculation over that, whether or not this is a tactical move, the cabinet reshuffle, not the confirmation, rather, because she has also put herself as culture minister, and that is being seen as a ploy to stay on in the cabinet in some shape or form, because normally the culture ministry is not really a high-ranking, a high-tier ministry, even though she has said prior that she would use that to push soft power, which is a passion pet project of her. But of course, then the problem is just simply that even though the list of the cabinet reshuffle is confirmed, they have not taken the oath in front of the king yet. And according to Section 161 of the Constitution, is they can take office if they haven't seen the king and taken the oath yet. So we are in this weird middle ground between the confirmation of the list and the oath taking in front of the king. However, as we said, we are hearing from Government House, from our sources, from the various political parties, is that the caretaker prime minister is going to take the new cabinet to the king to take the oath on July 3rd, that is Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, that she is, and that also means that Pettongtan could potentially be sworn in as a culture minister while she's suspended as prime minister. And then that also means that she can be still in government in some form. Now, of course, this is going to anger her enemies and her opponents, because they would rather want her to be gone completely, as well as her father, ex-Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra, who is still very influential. In related developments, he also is facing a lèse majesté case that has continued at the criminal court. He has appeared there, but has evaded the cameras there as we speak. So all in all, that you know, there's an ongoing political crisis right now as well that is not only affecting the prime minister, it's also affecting her father. And if this could prolong, this could also spell trouble for Thai democracy as a whole. So we are, this is a developing story we are seeing here right now, and we will bring you more information and more updates and especially more context what it all means as we get them.
Looking forward to that. Thank you in the meantime for that compact report. That was Saksit Saisonbut in Bangkok.